The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to run my way. Tell your children not to hear my voice.
I can never get enough of that voice. Probably one of my favorites.
Mother,
the evil Elvis.
Mother,
can you keep them in the dark for life? Crazy. Oh, my Glenn Danzig. That guy's evil. At least he wears it openly on his sleeve. That's not what I think he's really doing. No, I think he's pretty much fallen to it. Something he thought he could control, he couldn't. No, the people that are evil are the people that act like they're good out in the open but are wicked inside. Crank it up! Successfully shut down humanity and play these games, they're open, naked power grab. Instead of stealing elections and manipulating them behind the scenes, is a devastating, succulent, delicious victory. Like the most juicy ribeye steak you've ever seen dripping with grease. And a giant baked potato that you just split open steaming and dump the sour cream and chives and bacon bits into. We really need to realize the victories we're having with the enemy. And their biggest camouflage is to act like they're invincible and all-powerful, so they just act more arrogant the weaker they get. They are flailing around all over the world. Now, that said, they could start some big wars and really pull the trigger, and stuff's going to get nasty. That's why we've got to work like the Dickens right now. We've got to work as hard as Charles Dickens did. They say 20 hours a day with his passion for writing. We've got to work like the Dickens to defeat these people, to affect the future battle space, to expose them, because humanity is now ready to hear the truth. You probably noticed I'm pretty animated today, more energy than usual. I do not even feel worthy to be bringing you this type of information. I mean, this is historical, huge, what's happening. I know I keep going back to that, but let's put DrudgeReport.com back up on screen. Infowars.com and Drudge Report are basically the only sites over the weekend flipping out and freaking out. Now, finally, the tail's wagging the dog as usual. Mainstream media is having to say, okay, folks are mad. They just don't understand the process and the party has rules. No, we get the party seized control and wrote some rule. Kind of like the Clintons with the Republican leadership in the 90s changed the rules so big mega banks could create derivatives garbage, trillions and trillions of it, and sign taxpayers onto it. No. We get you guys wrote yourself a piece of paper up saying you're allowed to rape us. And we're telling it, shove it where the sun doesn't shine. Stick it in your pipe. Get out of our way. Go jump in the lake. Fly a kite. You know what I mean, don't you? You're a pack of criminals. But let's go to my tweet last night with a shot of Drudge Report. Notice you got the same headline up there. Because it's just so epic. Furious Colorado has no primary or caucus. Cruz celebrates Butterl's victory. Click on the story. We posted this article yesterday. Yeah, just click on that link right there. Thank you. I want to show TV viewers. I'll read it for radio listeners. Goes to an article we posted from Politico. No primary, no caucuses. Cruz gets all Colorado delegates. Now let's scroll down. Now Politico didn't go with that headline. That's what the article says. Drudge gave it that headline. And then you see my videos from months ago. April 1st, March 28th, it goes back even months before that, where I started using the term, they're canceling the election. This is a canceling. And then here is the headline. Colorado Republicans cancel presidential vote at 2016 caucuses, the Denver Post. That's what it is. They're canceling it and bringing you ceremonial candidates as stand-ins directly out of the Bolshevik Central Committee Politburo model. I'm not using that example for rhetoric. That's what it is.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As I read and scan through hundreds of articles a day, I probably scan 300 articles a day. I probably scan through 30, 40 videos a day, compilations of news. And I look deeply and read probably 30, 40 entire articles. And I cannot even scan the numbers of articles out of Europe and the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, the Western world, where people are being arrested for their speech, where people are being indicted, where people are being fined. The worst places are Germany, France, and the UK. But now it's happening here. I have two stacks, we're going to cover it in this next hour with Joel Gilbert, of people indicted or arrested for simply saying we shouldn't have open borders in Europe. You all know about Le Pen last year and this year, indicted, what, twice now, Marie Le Pen, I mean, milquetoast libertarian nationalist, not even as hardcore as Trump. She's facing court and a year in jail for saying we are facing something as dangerous as what happened in World War II to our sovereignty with this Muslim invasion. They've indicted her. Now, Matt Drudge came here. In fact, I meant to tell you this before the interview, and I forgot. Guys, will you go find the Matt Drudge clip? It's in a bunch of those snippets. Matt Drudge warns that we're running out of time on the First Amendment. The story was all over the news. And he met with a Supreme Court justice, had dinner with him, one of the only living conservative ones, I'll just leave it at that, not Scalia. And he said next year they're coming for your speech. They're going to use campaign finance regulations, not even law. They're going to interpret any political speech critical of the left as a violation and claim you're in an election and indict you like Dinesh D'Souza, who I believe did nothing wrong. 9 months in jail, number two filmmaker documentary filmmaker in history. Gets five friends to give money to his friend that's running for the Senate against Hillary. Didn't call it a super PAC. Didn't fill out a form. 9 months in jail. 5 years of probation. And they're harassing him right now. There's the headline. Matt Drudge copyright laws could outlaw linking to websites. I had a Supreme Court justice say it to me. Tell me it's over. I want to cue that up. Now, Joel Gilbert had the three of the six members of the Federal Elections Commission file a complaint on him. Normally they come from outside with criminal referrals, folks, to basically have him indicted. We sell his films. Will I be indicted? Dreams of My Real Father? Extremely powerful. It's just Obama's dad. He used to live with this top communist porn director. His grandfather called him his best friend. In Obama's book, it talks about it. It's his daddy. The whole Kenya thing was a red herring. He did it. The investigative journalist found photos of Obama's mother in porn with him. It's her. No wonder they want him indicted. I'm on the enemy's list. It's in the game, people. They're coming. They threatened the Supreme Court last year and said, you'll get in line or else. You saw what happened to Scalia. No autopsy, no nothing. Just like we're seeing the Republican Party and the Democratic Party take the delegates from Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders. And I don't like Sanders, and I have some problems with Trump, but he's a nationalist. And I had liked Cruz before, and I know our guest likes Cruz, but here's the deal. You can't, as Paul Manafort said on Meet the Press, you can't just cancel an election. They're supposed to represent the delegates. If it's neck and neck, some things can happen, but this is illegal. Look at Jim Crow laws against for people, poor whites and blacks couldn't vote. That's what this is Jim Crow, folks. It's back. But nobody gets to vote in Colorado. Sanders wins Wyoming. The delegates are given. This is in the news today. This is the suspension of the election. And, folks, this shows the climate we're in, where all this is going. They're not going to give that to Ted Cruz. The top Republicans like Karl Rove already said, oh, don't worry. He said that on national TV. We're going to do Paul Ryan. We want a fresh face. Why not? If you're going to steal it from Trump, why not give it directly to Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney? That's where this is going. Look at that New York Post. Rigged race means Hillary takes more delegates in Bernie's Wyoming win. And then you go here. The messy way Colorado is picking its GOP delegates may actually matter this year. Oh, they call it messy, like they left their socks on the floor. Colorado Republicans canceled presidential vote at 2016 caucuses. Oh, the election's canceled. And they announce it like it's no big deal. That's censoring your speech as well. Your voting is your most fundamental speech. And then they call for Roger Stone from clips on this show, saying we should go talk to the delegates at their hotels. You know, we're going to be there. I'm going to lead a demonstration in Cleveland, Ohio. We've got those clips coming up. They're on CNN, MSNBC, and the Washington Post. Let me show you the headlines here. Could Donald Trump's surrogate Roger Stone be charged with menacing GOP convention delegates? Now they want him arrested. Former Cruz advisor Rick Tyler on MSNBC. Dangerous reporter Stone could be banned. Let me give you more. Then we're going to our guest for the balance of the hour. But I'm giving you a presentation here of this. Let me give you more. Germany says examining Turkish request to prosecute satirist who on national TV read a poem making fun of Erdogan. I have stacks of these, okay? Major newspaper censors politically correct story about Muslim chain attack where they choked the girl in front of witnesses and said, Muslims rule the world. Professor, civil war most likely outcome of migrant crisis. Pakistan Islamist is behind Mumbai attacks, captured in Austria after entering Europe as refugee. Sleeper cells, folks, why are they bringing them in? Because when they attack, they're going to take all our rights. UK equity chief who popularized the term Islamophobia admits, I thought Muslims would blend into Britain. I should have known better. Even the liberal mayor says we got to stop them coming in because they're bringing in the most radical from war zones that invaded Syria. This is the invasion force the Russians defeated. So they're now allowed to flee. Saudi Arabia won't take them back. Qatar won't take them back to Europe and then to here. We are wide open. So we go to our guest. But ladies and gentlemen, he's had some success, and the media's like, oh, you know, the Republican members are saying we're not going to call for his indictment, so for now, he's okay. I've seen 10 different senators and a bunch of czars, we've done articles on it and listed them, calling for Drudge to be shut down because he's a conservative and points out their lies. He has a right as a news person, just like you can write a column, to have his view in America. That's not campaign money, my free speech. Oh, but Reverend Wright can say, GD America, kill the whiteys, all this garbage. That's okay speech. And the persecution the IRS has done against Christians and conservatives and libertarians groups and veterans groups. And MSNBC says, well, they're racist. They deserve it. Really? You dehumanize me, calling me a racist, and then I'm allowed to be drug off. Now, we sell both these films at InfoWarsStore.com. I told my guys last week, order a bunch more. We're going to push these. We're going to do ads again off this and say, hey, come after Joel Gilbert, you got to come after us. Folks, we either hang together or we hang separate. And I'm telling you, disenfranchising our vote, intimidating people, going after our free speech, the school saying can't say mother and father. We're already way down the rat hole in something never before seen. We got to wake up out of the trance, realize what's happening, and get upset. Dreams of my real father, and then they're going after him for the one he made for the election. That there's no place like Utopia saying Obama's really a communist. Obama went down to Argentina 2 weeks ago, let's get that clip right, too, and said there's no difference really between communism and capitalism and choose whatever you want. See, I mean, he went to Cuba and stood in front of Che Guevara that said black people weren't humans and Native Americans were roaches. Do you have any idea how racist communists are in Latin America? Let's go to Joel Gilbert. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but I tell you, Joel, I am almost speechless that I can't come up with words to describe how serious all this is. I just laid out a continuum there of just a smattering. I've got stacks of stuff I haven't even gotten to today. Tell people what they tried to do to you, what they're currently doing. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit jealous that they're not trying to indict me. I mean, you really hit a nerve talking about dad, didn't you?
Yeah, Alex, you hit it on the nose. I mean, don't worry, you're not far behind. You know, I'll see you in the gulag, apparently. Look, we're hanging in the balance between being and staying a constitutional republic and living under liberal fascism. The Supreme Court now is tied at 4-4 between leftists who vote radical ideology versus constitutionalists. Now, what happened to me in the FEC is the Federal Election Commission regulates political speech. But they have an exemption for media, for you, talk radio, Drudge, me, Michael Moore, Fox News, CNN. We can have political speech all we want and express opinions on political figures, myself as a journalist and documentarian, at any time without registering ourselves and telling who our donors are and so on, according to FEC rules. Now, the Federal Election Commission judged a complaint against me. And the case was already settled when Michael Moore, Citizens United, this was settled law. And I had a lot of people email me and said, hey, congratulations, you beat the FEC. And I said, wait, it was 3-3. 3-3. If they had a John Roberts character who compromised on the Republican side, or if Hillary gets to take office and simply adds an extra Democrat commissioner, then what would happen next is they would call me in to the FEC with my lawyer. They would impose a fine, let's say $100,000, $200,000, and I would have to agree to restrict my free speech in the future that I can't make documentary films, for example. If I don't agree to their settlement, then they would refer me to the Justice Department for criminal charges, and that was in the complaint. Now, it came out 3-3, so we're literally hanging in the balance, and these may be the last days of our constitutional republic that we're enjoying, and as you say, watching it go down the rat hole. The fact that they even considered a complaint against me is an indication that free speech is absolutely at risk.
Well, they voted for it. There's one story I didn't get into because it was inside baseball, and I agreed to not make it public because they dropped it. We've actually had the feds, and the lawyers said they'd never seen anything like it. I got the top one in the country. They said, we've never seen anything like this. With the complaint that the feds brought against us through the EEOC, I mean, it was just it was a total joke. And I told them, go ahead, do your criminal deal, let's go. But, I mean, that's where we are with these sniveling scum that run this country. They are just unbelievable. And I'm ready to go to court. Stay there, my friend.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you. Guess what? The trail goes even deeper. When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy than you've ever been before. Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
One thing the classical liberals, going back to Thomas Jefferson, supported was free speech. It was sacrosanct. Power to write a book, power to give a speech. They came in with 501c3 laws in the 40s and 50s and just had the different denominations come out and just tell the churches, hey, go ahead and file as a charity, then you get your tax exemption. It's just a form. Well, churches were tax exempt before that because Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion and prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And then it goes on to the freedom of the press and the freedom of assembly or petition the government for redress of grievances. They're calling for Roger Stone to be arrested, saying he's going to demonstrate if they steal the nomination from Trump. All over the news. Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC. They're telling churches, oh, you can't say you're against abortion. That's political now. When the government has no jurisdiction. Separation of church and state means the government isn't involved in religion, not that the government runs religion. And now they're the filmmakers. Now they say your votes don't count. Joel Gilbert's our guest, documentary filmmaker. And they voted to basically move forward to fine him or then indict him. He said no, but they didn't have enough votes. The Republicans voted against it. And I'll say this. I've never seen Republicans try to arrest people for their political speech. Maybe in the 50s and 60s for, you know, hardcore porn or whatever. But, man, I tell you, these people ought to be ashamed of themselves. Joel Gilbert, even when I was going to university, they were bad-mouthing America, the Second Amendment, the family. That was definitely an anti-white agenda by mainly white professors. But I never heard them say, let's start arresting people for their speech. You see these social justice warriors in the videos of where they physically attack people at these conferences, and Black Lives Matter is in the dormitories and in the reading rooms, not letting whites in. It's all so racist. It's so sick. What happened to the left?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the history of the left, the history of socialism and communism, is nothing but a disaster on every level, economically, physically. You can go to every single country where they tried socialism, and we have millions of people murdered, thrown into gulags. They need a secret police to force people to work, because no one will work under socialism, because even if you work, there's nothing to buy. Your money doesn't get to stay with you. It goes to someone else. So the disaster that is progressivism and socialism that's played out over the 20th century and played out in America's biggest cities. In my film, There's No Place Like Utopia, I went to Detroit, urban cities like in Newark and Southside Chicago. And you have a drug culture of single mothers, unemployment through the roof, crime and violence. So the entire progressive agenda has proven to be a disastrous failure economically and biologically. You cannot physically survive socialism. Therefore, the only way they can continue their agenda is not to argue back and forth the merits of socialism and communism, like Bernie Sanders somehow tries to do because he hasn't gotten the memo. But the only way they can possibly succeed is to prevent free speech of the people. They're telling the truth about Barack Obama's background, that he is a red diaper baby. His father is not the Kenyan goat herder. His father is an American communist and Soviet agent. Tell the truth about their policies, that they're meant to keep them in power and create a new class of bourgeois that control the government and the tools of state, who are now using the tools of state to suppress all opposition. So because they can't handle the truth, and they cannot let people hear the truth, because they know that they would fail. So the entire movement of Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, protesting, silencing people, it's only because their agenda and their policies are so bankrupt and so destructive, they can only be successful by silencing the opposition. And that's what they tried to do to me on the FEC. Luckily, they failed. Again, it's 3-3. I'm not real excited that I won a victory. It should have been 6-0. But the 3-3 is an alarm bell that liberal fascism is creeping up in America, in the land of the free and the home of the brave. It may soon be the land of the liberal fascists and the silent conservatives.
Sure. I mean, I don't think it's creeping. I think it's galloping now.
Well, it's the momentum is really, really scary. I mean, Dinesh D'Souza, another filmmaker whom I respect, he did an election impropriety that he admitted to, but he was clearly overcharged. 9 months in prison, 5 years of probation, can't travel out of the
state.
Hillary
can take money from third world dictators in her foundation for election stuff and to send missiles to Al-Qaeda, but this guy gave money to his friend to run for Senate, $30,000 or whatever. But expanding on that, what about the Texas Attorney General for 2 years hadn't traded commodities, was at dinner with people, one of them probably a mole, and they go, what's a good investment? He says, oh, this company I used to be at. And so they've indicted him. I mean, because he was suing Obama.
Yeah, well, look, you only had to see Obama go to Cuba to hang out with the Castro brothers. and play pals with Raul Castro, stand in front of
And they had political dissidents arrested while he was there on TV, and our media celebrated. They're like, stay there, Joel Gilbert. I want to play a bunch of clips when we come back. Since you mentioned it, Bernie Sanders, whites don't know what it's like to be poor. Obama, communism, you know, not much different than capitalism, and Drudge's warning. All straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
You're rocking the transmission.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Revolutions in their mind. The communists, funded by George Soros and other foreign enemies, start to march. They got hate in their hearts. They're not going to stop until they drag us down and dominate us. The class envy, chips on the shoulders. You watch these social justice warriors of every race, color, and creed around the country. Our reporters documenting it from Oregon to New York City. And they are just blithering racist, anti-human morons. I don't say that with even hate for them. They are dangerous. The children start to march. They are like little children, addled children that have been huffing Drano. We're going back to our guest, Joel Gilbert, joelgilbert.net. We carry both of his films, Dreams of My Real Father, and, of course, No Place Like Utopia, both. All your children should see it. All adults should see it. You should organize a showing at your church of it. I know you know what Joel Gilbert's talking about, but you need to quarterback the info to people in your area. Both films, InfoWarsStore.com. I don't care where you get it. You know, the real reason they went after him is he put it out for free. He made it available for scripts to screen for free. And he put it on the internet for people, and that's why they wanted to indict him. How dare you make a film exposing our president as somebody that wants to set up basically a form of communism with fascists offshore above the law? We're going to play a clip at a moment where he talked about that. He said, we need the multinationals to be free market, but your country needs to be communist. See, they're above the law offshore. They got a communist managing you. So that's the type of a one-party state garbage where, oh, he comes into Cuba. And only select U.S. corporations can come in now, like Google and Apple and others that play ball. And then they get basically slave labor prices. And then Americans go down there and have the casinos and stuff, basically with slaves working. I mean, it's amazing. We're going to get to that in a moment. Both those videos available. Please don't forget, it costs a lot to run an operation with 20-something reporters and anchors and camera people and editors and just this entire operation with the customer service and the people running the live show. We couldn't do this if we were in New York City or L.A. We'd be one-third the size, but we're in Texas because of lower taxes and things. We're able to operate, so everybody's moving here. Exiting California to come make us California. The carrion crows don't understand what they're doing, or the locusts, basically. But for now, we're able to operate. Hillary for Prison t-shirts, back in stock. We came back with a limited edition, updated, so it's a new limited edition, but close to the popular design. Hillary for Prison, 2016, till the end of time on the back. Legalize freedom, InfoWars.com, in red instead of white. So that's a shirt that I basically designed. And the crew does a great job getting that out to you. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the sub area. And our best-selling product sold out for 2-3 months every time because it's so hard to procure the ingredients. The BioPQ Cube, backed by 175 clinical studies, is just one ingredient. Patented form of antioxidant, CoQ10, digestive enzymes, immune-boosting, astragalus root, pomegranate extract, plant-based resveratrol. It's amazing, and comparable things that are sold in doctor's clinics are double or triple the price. That's just how they mark it up. This is a true nutraceutical, and it's amazing. Read what it can do for you today. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com is the blanket site. Also, sign up to stay in contact with us for exclusive videos, articles, and so much more, and promo codes as well. A lot of online coupons and stuff for the store. We also send you InfoWars.com/newsletter. To stay in contact with us. More and more censorship on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. We keep using those platforms, but it's getting bad. We just look at all the censorship that's happening. Realize that you're funding the tip of the spear. This is hardcore info, and the answer to attempts at chilling effect is to redouble your efforts and take action. Get Joel Gilbert's films. Dinesh D'Souza, when his new film comes out, back him. He said if the last one got him 9 months, this one will give him 100 years, was the quote last week, I think he said. I think he said 50 or 100 years, we can pull it up. I mean, this is serious. And people go, we better shut up then. We better. No, the danger is in shutting up. And the good news is more people are getting vocal. That's why they're scared. And he said, D'Souza, Hillary film could earn me life in prison. That was the quote in a speech he gave at CPAC. We're going to get him back on the show, by the way. So he's a hero, folks, but you can claim, oh, he had a crooked toenail. Joel Gilbert did nothing, and they want to put him in jail. So let's play this clip of Drudge and go back to Joel Gilbert. We've got some more clips straight ahead for you. But here's Drudge here about 8-9 months ago in the studio, only does about one interview every 4 years, came here to warn us, warn you. Here it is.
I had a Supreme Court justice tell me to my face, it's over for me. I said, Matt, it's over for you. They've got the votes now to enforce copyright law. You're out of there. They're going to make it so headlines you can't even use headlines. To have a Supreme Court justice say that to my face, that it's over. They've got the votes, which means time is limited.
Man, that guy's a good radio host. He used to be kind of calm when he had a radio show. It was good, but now he's so fired up. Man, we need Drudge on air. But I'll tell you, it's be amazing. Joel... I've kind of been ranting here, but I mean, they want to make you a political prisoner. We're all in this together. Take the next 5 minutes to have the floor and cover what else you think is coming, where you think this is all going, and then I want to go into the type of political system they're establishing.
Okay, well,
Look, you guys, in my films, I try to start with the so-called DNA of who we're dealing with and what we're dealing with. Barack Obama, for example, skipping forward a little bit, he sat in Reverend Wright's church because Reverend Wright was a very comfortable person for him. Obama's real father, Frank Marshall Davis, as you know, I showed in my film, there he is right there. Frank Marshall Davis raised Obama and radicalized him in his youth to an anti-white, anti-American ideology, pro-Cuban, pro-Russian ideology. Frank Marshall Davis dies in 86, and Obama shows up in Reverend Wright's church. Reverend Wright's literally the same guy. It's his substitute father figure. And he says the same things as Frank Marshall Davis. So America's a racist country. America abroad is causing harm to people. On and on. And Barack Obama assured us that he never really listened to those speeches and he didn't agree with this ideology. He ran for president as a mainstream candidate. I'm going to cut the deficit in half. I'm going to support Israel. Obamacare is not a tax. And just like in The Wizard of Oz, everything Obama said he never intended to do. They were just empty promises to trick people into using them to take power. And that's the ideology of the far left, is to use groups and pit them against each other and then use their discontent to take power, not to help people, but to take power. And then the playbook says, once you take power, throw the voters under the bus, pursue an agenda that nobody voted for, and impose your far left agenda on the country and use the tools of state to keep a permanent hold on power, like the Supreme Court, like the FEC.
And
like
arrest your office. Political opponents. They always do the same thing.
Same thing. This is their playbook. So we've seen it many, many times. And they, with the full backing of the media, we're seeing our liberties and constitutional rights being eroded. And literally, the number one right we have is freedom of speech. If we didn't have freedom of speech, we're no longer a constitutional republic. And we, I think these last few months before the November election, if we don't elect a conservative in the White House to right the ship and right the constitutional balance, I think liberal fascism will become the norm. And the ability to express ourselves on radio, on Drudge Links and movies, we're going to have to be very careful what we say, because if they don't have a law already to persecute us, they'll make one up. And this is their methodology, because their policies are bankrupt. Their economic policies are bankrupt. They're a racist group that uses people to take power. So I've been very concerned about this. I think America is in grave danger. That's why I made these films, to share this message. That's why I listened to your show, because we do have to stay in it together and try to spread the word and educate people, and hopefully we can prevail.
Keep going. I mean, break down more of what you think we can do.
Well, what can we do? Look, it's been a very tough struggle. When you have the tools of state, the IRS, the power of the Federal Election Commission, the Supreme Court, one vote away from saying the Second Amendment only applies to a militia and not an individual, then they take away our right to self-defense. Oh, lo and behold, any kind of criminals or foreign governments have arms, but now we're unarmed. So the attack has been on the Constitution all this time. It was really way back to the 50s that the radical left is supported by the Soviet Union, Comintern. Obama's father was a Soviet agent. He was hauled before the House Committee on Communist Activities, denied, refused to testify when they asked him if he's a member of the Communist Party. But they realized that America could not be defeated militarily from the outside. So from the get-go, for the past 60, 70 years, the job they took upon themselves was to defeat America from the inside, erode our institutions, attack the Constitution. That's why I say that Obama's election was not a sudden political phenomenon. It was a result of this American socialist movement that crept into our media, entertainment, journalism, universities, on every level for years and years. And Barack Obama's election was a result of that, and that's what enabled him to simply lie about who he was and what his agenda was, and no one even questioned it except for very few people. The people that questioned it were ignored. I mean, I had an expose with a mountain of evidence that Obama's real father was a Soviet agent. I went to Hawaii twice to look into Obama's background. That's twice as many times as all the media combined to even question who this guy says he is.
By the way, my mother heard you on like 3-4 years ago when you were first on, or 5, whatever it was, when Dreams of My Real Father came out. It was so over the top, she didn't believe it. She saw the film, and was shaken and said, it's open and shut. It is his father. And he admits he lived with him on the summers and was his grandfather's best friend and looks just like him. And then the photos of Obama's mother with him in the porn shoots and Obama sitting on the same couch as the porn photos. I mean, it's open and shut.
Yeah, Obama, he never actually hid it. In his book, Dreams from My Father, I'm going to quote you from his own book. He says, when I was 9 years old and Graham took me to Frank's house, it was as though they had an unwritten contract between them that I could not understand. And then when the Kenyan Obama died, Obama writes, I did not have any documentation to prove he was my real father. So he's dropping hints all the time, and he's worshiping Frank throughout the entire book. Now, when he runs for president in 2005, he releases an audio version of Dreams from My Father, where he's the narrator. And lo and behold, Frank is scrubbed from the book. So I detail how Obama tried to hide the connection to Frank Marshall Davis because it reveals a radical agenda. And he surrounded himself with radicals. David Axelrod, both parents, Communist Party members. Valerie Jarrett, her father worked with Frank Marshall Davis on a communist newspaper in Chicago. So we have real closet red diaper babies running this country and ramming this agenda of regulations, manipulating the law, ignoring the law down our throats. And we're at a very critical time where liberty, I believe, hangs in the balance. And we hope that this can be turned around. All we can do is continue, Alex, to do what we do, is try to educate people and spread the message to really look at this. Because like your mom in 2012, people looked at me like I was crazy. How could you question Obama? He said his father was from Kenya. He said he was a mainstream guy. He said he wanted to help people. Well, that's the new radicals. They used to look you in the eye in the 60s and say, we're going to destroy you. We're going to replace the Constitution. We hate America. Bill Ayers taught Obama, look people in the eye and hide your agenda. Tell them you want to help them and then use them to take power. And that's the lesson the 60s radicals brought to Chicago and taught Obama and the new generation of radicals.
And that's now the thing is, from Larry Graffold and some of the other heroes who were in the meetings and it came out in court, they constantly would just sit around talking about re-education camps, how they're going to kill 25 million of us, put 50 million in slave camps. And they do this everywhere they go. It's like just an evil psycho group that calls themselves communists for the people. And then everybody wonders why communism always goes so bad. Because you go back to the Jacobins, which were the proto-communists, the French Revolution, that's what they wanted, was to overthrow reality. They're basically Satanists.
Yeah, these guys worshipped Mao. Mao was their hero. They waved the red book around. Mao murdered 50 million of his own people in collective farms. Don't forget, they used to worship Fidel Castro, Bernie Sanders, big Castro fan. He went to the Soviet Union.
Let me bring this up to you real quick. You know, he goes to Cuba. He stands in front of Che Guevara. They're arresting people on TV in front of everyone. And the media's like, isn't this great for saying, Libertad, Libertad, down with the Castro dictatorship. They're dragging him away to be beaten up in cars, driven off. And then I remember reading, actually went like 20 years ago to the library to actually get a copy of Che Guevara's, one of his books, because I wanted to show people on air, where he said black people weren't humans and the natives were dumb, stupid, you know, idiots and roaches and all this stuff. Why would Frank Marshall Davis, a black guy, love a guy, because I know he did, Che Guevara, that said blacks weren't humans? Whoa. And of course, you know, when Obama was in Latin America, they called him the dumb black man. What is going on here?
The psychology of the left is a twisted, sick fantasy. It's a destructive fantasy that seeks utopia on Earth. And the theory that they have is different from conservatives. We look at America and we look at the world and we say, okay, America is the greatest place in the world. It's the greatest country it's ever been. It's not perfect, but we love America. Radicals, communists, socialists, they look at America, as do any communist, and they say, well, America doesn't hold up to utopia. It's not as good as utopia. So our goal is we're going to have to destroy it. We're going to have to ruin it, break it down.
Oh, I forgot he wanted to kill gays, too.
Wipe it up.
He's so liberal. I'm sorry.
We're going to destroy America, and then we'll rebuild a socialist utopia on Earth, a fantasy. And that's why in all these communist countries, they had to send people to re-education centers, to the gulags, because they didn't agree to be re-educated. They didn't buy into the utopian fantasy. So these people have what I call a destructive passion. It's a passion for destroying things. So Obama goes to Cuba, and instead of saying, hey, all the cars here are from the 1950s, because time stood still when socialism took over. People are in poverty. And he says, hey, but they have some good education and a few good doctors here, so maybe we should applaud Cuba and thank them for what they've done.
I'm always hearing how great healthcare is in England, but they all run here to get it. Let's play this clip of Obama in Argentina lying to people about communism. Here it is.
You know, so often in the past, there's been a sharp division between left and right, between capitalists and communists or socialists. And especially in the Americas, that's been a big debate, right? You're a capitalist Yankee dog, and you're some crazy communist that's gonna take away everybody's property. And I mean, those are interesting intellectual arguments, but I think for your generation, you should be practical and just choose from what works. You don't have to worry about whether it neatly fits into socialist theory or capitalist theory. You just decide what works.
Yeah, I'll help him out here, Alex. Nothing works in socialism. Nothing works in communism. It's a complete disaster. It doesn't fit the character of humanity.
But it does work for the people on top, the parasites.
It works for them to control people and use people to maintain power. But as an economic system and a social system, it's a complete disaster.
It is slavery renamed as communism for chumps. We'll be back with Joel Gilbert. Stay with us.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at emberlit.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Joel Gilbert is our guest. his films at InfoWarsStore.com or on his own websites as well, JoelGilbert.net and other sites. You know, I get up here and I get upset because it's normal to do that. Most countries have gone into bondage. Most countries have gone through mass extermination because they get evil groups in charge that just want to take over and dominate, that don't want prosperity. The Renaissance and the West has all been about prosperity. China was generally about prosperity, but got invaded by the Mongols and other folks and had problems. But then they got overpopulated, had issues, and then the communists took over, and it's just been hellish. But they use that very entrepreneurial, smart people to now be the engine under all these generals that own the factories and are billionaires. Their kids are billionaires. And they just live like kings. I mean, there's very rich, fancy areas of Austin I go to sometimes for business meetings, and there are Communist Party officials in there. Some of them I've seen on TV, and it's like stunning. And they're just there at the fancy malls buying, you know, their wives $5,000 purses. And it's just, and they're all moving and taking their money out. I mean, it is scary to know that it's not communism gone awry. It's communism's plan. And then you get somebody like Bernie Sanders, didn't have a job till he was 40, is a communist, folks. He was part of the student groups that were communist. And here he is up there talking about a lot of real problems we have, but giving false solutions, and then race baiting, saying whites don't know what it's like to be poor. What about the 10 million Ukrainians estimated over 50 years that were killed by the Russians? Some estimates are higher, some lower. What about the tens of millions of Russians killed or the Poles killed? Or what about what the Nazis killed? I mean, poor? Whites double the number of blacks who were poor in this country. And statistics show, in sociology, a lot of whites are too prideful to go on the dole, and so it's much higher. It's a very dangerous situation and very hateful. You know, Joel, I watch TV now, and Obama coming out saying, hey, I'm sorry, I'm appointing a white guy to the Supreme Court or whatever, and just all the bashing everywhere. It's the new cause celeb. The new fad is to just demonize white people. What's going on with that and other key points?
Well, Obama learned the anti-white agenda from his father, Frank Marshall Davis. It was reinforced by Reverend Jeremiah Wright, an anti-white agenda. The Weather Underground, they were allied with the Black Panthers. His other mentor, Bill Ayers, again, anti-white. They believe that white people are the root of all evil in the world and must be contained, stopped, re-educated. This is their twisted ideology. All of these people are sociopaths, including Bernie Sanders, who you mentioned. It's just shocking today that he's winning primaries when this guy is an open communist, was a communist all his life, and he espouses nothing but a conspiracy theory. There are evil straw men, billionaires, who are preventing you from earning a living, and they're buying elections by giving money to super PACs. Well, Jeb Bush's super PACs didn't help him. And Donald Trump is winning the election through the media. He doesn't need any super PACs. So his entire campaign is a conspiracy theory, as is communism. So it's just shocking, and we're really in bad shape if everybody simply claps for Bernie Sanders and votes for him. Hillary Clinton is not that far off from his policies. She just doesn't admit it.
Sure, but if you Google Soviet atrocities, Chinese communist atrocities, there's thousands of pages, just an image, of the machine gunning little kids and killing people at sports stadiums and mobile execution vans and killing Buddhists for nothing. And the left just goes, good, kill Buddhists, it's so liberal. I mean, it's just freakazoid.
Yeah, these people, the reason the left and communists have to kill people is because they don't agree to fit into the utopian world where everyone looks and acts the same and wants the same things.
Stay there. Do five more minutes with us. Joel Gilbert, political would-be prisoner. They're coming after everybody. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.